Well, hello there, beauty hunters. Thanks for joining us. Today, I've been thinking about rain showers because, man, there's been a lot of rain, and it just has me thinking about that old adage that April showers bring May flowers. By the time you listen to this, it will be April 1st. And spring is definitely my favorite season because we come out of that dormant winter season and just new life and vibrant tapestry of color is just springing up everywhere. The daffodils are coming up and the red buds are blooming. And it's just, I love all the new life of spring. And you're going to love today's episode because we're going to offer some fresh perspective on the world around you and how to turn ordinary moments like rain showers into extraordinary discoveries of beauty by learning how to dance and sing in the rain. So if it's raining in your corner of the world, as much rain as we've had lately, it probably is. Grab your earbuds, settle in under a covered porch, grab your umbrella, go for a nice walk, and let the soothing sounds of the rain be the backdrop of our exploration of spring's beauty. Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters Podcast. Are you feeling stuck? Not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together.
Before we leap into the heart of spring and all the beauty that it holds, I want to invite you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. As creatives, we are all in need of a daily dose of inspiration and a reminder to cherish that beauty around us. So we're here to offer you just that. Just search for the Beauty Hunters Podcast on all platforms, hit follow, and you're all set. Now, let's embark on this journey of beauty hunting together, starting with the magic of spring.
So, unless you're listening to this in the car, close your eyes. I'm just going to paint a word picture for us. Imagine just standing on that cusp of spring, that moment where the winter's chill starts to fade, daffodils are springing up through the ground, and birds are coming back around, and the robins are digging around in the ground, and the squirrels are starting to chitter around in the bird feeder. And we're starting to get those warm days where we can get out and just really enjoy the great outdoors. This season is a canvas painted with the promise of new beginnings. Each raindrop, each blooming flower telling a story of rebirth and hope. Well, in these times when the rush of daily life can leave us feeling disconnected and anxious, even lost in the noise, spring offers a whisper of tranquility, the quiet moment just calling us back to simplicity and wonder. It's nature's way of saying, wake up, beauty hunters. It's time to reconnect, to find peace in the tapestry of life.
Wow, Jonathan, I love that word picture. You're so good with words. It's not just about witnessing the change. It's about immersing ourselves in the middle of all of it. You know, feeling the fresh air, smelling the scent of earth after rain, and listening to the birds that sing at daybreak. You know, notice I talked about some of those five senses that we're always saying to use when you're beauty hunting. And these experiences, they ground us, they wash away remnants of the past worries and leave us feeling refreshed and renewed, just like you're saying spring does.
Yeah, they really do have a way of just drawing us in. Like, I mean, just even last night, you know, it was a little windy, you know, the wind was shaking the camper a little bit, but it was just, there's just also something nice about just hearing the raindrops falling and just letting it just kind of wash over you in that sense of tranquility. It can be so healing just to pause, take that in, and let it just wash the weariness off of us, especially coming out of wintertime, and just kind of wash off the gray of that long winter season. It's moments like that that really offer us a break and a chance to rest. And the beauty of spring doesn't just feed our eyes. It doesn't just feed our ears and our noses. We smell the fresh flowers. All that just goes deep into our soul and nourishes us and brings that sense of renewal and clarity and that sense of belonging.
Yeah, you know, as we explore the beauty of spring today, we actually invite all of you to see this season as a balm and an antidote to that fast-paced world that we live in. You know, engage with the beauty around you. It isn't just enjoyable. It's actually essential. You know, it heals. It connects you to the creator. It revitalizes. You know, beauty hunting is about more than just appreciating all the world aesthetics and all the beauty that we're surrounded with visually. It's about allowing these moments to fill us with hope and let beauty transform us from within.
Yeah, so we recently have experienced a flurry of new life in this spring season. I mean, it's been really full. You've probably heard us talk. I know you've heard us talk if you've been listening to this about the arrival of our grandson. But, you know, at the farm where they live, we were just visiting our daughter last week and, you know, obviously enjoying the grandbaby. But on the same property, there was also 3 new puppies, 4 baby goats, 2 lambs, all born within 2 weeks of our grandson being born. I mean, they're just like teeming with life on their farm and all that's going on over there. And it was just so precious just to be in the middle of all that and be there with our new grandson and witnessing the farm coming to life. And just what a vivid illustration of everything that spring stands for. The joy, the renewal, the pure, unfiltered beauty of life in all of its forms. It's moments like these that remind us that that cycle of life is a profound beauty that can be found in the simplest of moments.
Yeah, it kind of takes me back, you know, before we got married. You know, we'd sometimes sit in complete silence just to listen to the ocean waves or even walk in the rain. You know, Jonathan and I really have enjoyed some good long walks in the rain. If you know, just allowing ourselves to feel every drop as it connected us, not just to each other, but to the world around us and to heaven above. You know, and they were our way of beauty hunting before we even knew what beauty hunting was. You know, it helped us recognize the act of being present and of truly seeing and hearing, you know, allowing us to see the transformation of the ordinary into the extraordinary. We found through beauty hunting a deeper connection, you know, like a shared rhythm with the natural world.
Yeah, it is so key to remember that, man, it's one thing to be surrounded by natural beauty, but what makes it special is when I get to share it with the people that I love. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to future years on the farm when I just get to enjoy the laughter of my grandson, you know, chasing after the animals and whatever else is going on out there. So I can only imagine. I mean, he's so full of energy, even as a baby.
Right.
It's like
he's going to get himself into a lot of fun adventures.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun watching him out there. But man, that's really what just makes life vibrant and beautiful. It's just not just the beauty around us, but like I said, the people that we love and that we share it with. Just a grand reminder that beauty really is everywhere. We'll just pause long enough to take it all in. So the journey of beauty hunting is about opening our hearts to it all and letting it transform us and finding the joy and the wonder of being alive.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of it is, all that activity really just means that you're alive. So, how can we all become more active participants this spring? Let's explore 10 tangible ways to engage with the world around us and truly embrace beauty hunting in this season. The first one you can try out today is capture spring's awakening. Use your camera or smartphone out there to capture the blooming flowers, the budding trees, and the gradual greening of all the landscapes out there.
Our second tip for engaging in the beauty of spring, try planting something. Get that garden going, plant some flowers, engage with the cycle of life, and just watch that new thing grow. Watching something grow from seed to sprout to bloom, it's really a profound way of connecting with the essence of spring. I just remember as a kid, those little experiments where we would put a bean in a little Dixie cup of dirt and just watch it push its way up and sprout. It was fascinating.
Right. That's right. So we got to take those tips from our elementary school days. And the next one would be to go out and visit a botanical garden. You know, botanical gardens are one of my favorite places to be. They're a treasure trove of beauty, not just in spring, but just pretty much all year round. They showcase such a wide variety of plants and flowers in bloom. You know, it's a perfect setting for that beauty hunting adventure with your camera or your smartphone. And, you know, maybe take a journal and get some inspiration.
Oh, and one little free aside, you can thank me later. If you have a membership to a botanical garden, If you're traveling, look for botanical gardens where you're visiting, because most botanical gardens are reciprocal with other botanical gardens.
That's right.
You can visit them all across the country on one membership. Yeah. That's a little free tip for you. Anyways, number four on taking in the beauty of spring, take a nature walk or a camping trip. Regular walks in nature, whether at a local park or a forest or just by a river somewhere, those are great meditative chances to just deeply connect with the season. Pay attention to the small changes in the course of life around you and just be in that moment. Open up your senses and don't just look and listen, but pause and touch things and smell things and just be grounded and present in that experience of being in nature.
Yeah, Jonathan actually takes an annual camping trip where he can do that. Maybe we'll have to take a beauty hunting trip with some people on a retreat so you can teach them how to beauty hunt like that. Okay, so this is another one of Jonathan's favorite pastimes, and that is to birdwatch. You know, spring is a fantastic season for birdwatching. You know, there's so many species returning from migration, and it's a chance to observe the diversity and the beauty of that bird life. You know, there's like a cacophony of music that always wakes you up every morning, especially here in a camper because we have thin walls, right? And, you know, they just contribute to a deeper appreciation of those nature cycles. You know, it's like they wake up and they celebrate the day right from the start.
Number six, celebrate the spring holidays. Embrace the traditions and festivities of spring holidays like Easter, Passover, or Mother's Day. Each offers unique opportunities to witness the beauty of cultural expressions and renewal.
You know, I kind of sometimes wonder if Mother's Day happens when it does because it represents new birth, right?
Oh, yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I bet if we looked into the origin, probably find something like that.
Yeah, so make sure you get out there and celebrate your mamas this spring. All right, so number seven, participate in community cleanups. You know, joining in a community cleanup or an environmental conservation effort, it actually can be a very meaningful way to connect with the beauty of spring while contributing to your local community. You know, making the natural space restored back to its beauty.
Number eight, enjoy rainy days. Instead of avoiding rainy days and being upset that they're ruining all your plans because there's no sunshine,
or ruining your hair,
embrace them. Take a walk in the rain. Keep an umbrella with you in the car so that you can enjoy the unexpected rain shower rather than be like, oh, you know, don't be all frustrated. Just go with it. Take a walk. Listen to the sounds of the raindrops. Slow down a little bit and observe the way the world looks and feels refreshed after that rain.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of those sound CDs are about play rain.
Absolutely.
Why? Because it's very relaxing. So, all right. And number nine, I referred to this earlier, but get out and start a spring journal. You know, keep a journal dedicated to those spring observations. Note the first signs of spring that you find. Note your feelings. Maybe even put a couple of sketches out there of a flower or a tree or a squirrel. And write in the descriptions of those sounds and scents that you experience. It's a wonderful way to deepen your connection to the season.
Our final tip for connecting with the beauty of spring, book some time with friends to enjoy a brunch or time in a spot that is ripe with the spring ambiance, whether it can be a outdoor cafe with some seating surrounded by some blossoming trees or a picnic in a local park. It's a perfect setting to reveal the beauty of the season, share stories, create joyful memories together, maybe bring a frisbee or some sort of outdoor game. Just enjoy some time with family and friends. It's a perfect time for a social gathering as we shake off the dullness of winter and enjoy the beauty of spring unfolding all around us. Social gatherings can remind us of the beauty in human connection and be enhanced by the backdrop of spring's renewal.
Yeah, so as you embrace these 10 ways to connect with the vibrant spirit of spring, we challenge you to capture the moments of beauty you find on your spring adventures. Whether it's the dew on a newly bloomed flower, the laughter shared with friends over your brunch, or the serene quiet of a spring morning, snap a photo and share it with us on social media. Tag us on Facebook and Instagram at The Beauty Hunters Podcast, and let's flood our feeds with the beauty of spring.
And for those of you who crave even more connection and inspiration, we invite you to join our Facebook group. It's a space where you can share your daily beauty hunting finds, engage in discussions, and be part of a community that appreciates appreciates the art of finding beauty around us in everyday life and in everyday simple moments. Let's inspire and uplift each other and make the world a more beautiful place and enjoy the tapestry of spring beauty hunting together.
So as we draw today's episode to a close, I'm struck by how spring teaches us that renewal is that growth follows even the coldest of the winters. You know, if you've been experiencing a really cold season, and I'm talking not just in the temperature, know that the season will come to an end and there will be renewal on the other side of it. And so as we beauty hunt, we learn to see not just with our eyes, but with our hearts, finding beauty not only in the world around us, but also within us. It's a journey of discovery, of joy, and of transformation.
Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters Podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.